Living under a stay-at-home order has changed much of Oregonians' day-to-day lives. As Portland Metro residents enter their third month under the statewide stay-home order, Portland's Pioneer Courthouse Square is creating a crowdsourced digital time capsule, showing how they've spent time at home, specifically in their living rooms. Pioneer Courthouse Square, sometimes called Portland's living room, is not a gathering place now due to social distancing orders. The Living Room Time Capsule Project will compile short videos submitted by locals in order to encapsulate this period of time. I spoke with Teresa Vetch Sandoval, who is the Director of Marketing for Pioneer Courthouse Square, to learn more about where the project originated and how people can participate. So I understand the Pioneer Courthouse Square is asking for community members to participate in a crowdsourced time capsule video related to the pandemic. Can you tell us about that project?
I sure can. I think it was just important to us since we have not been able to sort of gather in Portland's living room since this pandemic has started, that we hear from community members and really get a sense of what they've been doing in their own living rooms. Really, the overarching theme of this project is from Portland's living room to yours. And we just really wanted to hear from community members like throughout the region and just basically document what they've been doing. As we know, many living rooms have been turned into classrooms and gyms and home offices, and we just were really wanting to get a sense of that and also just for people to know that we are all still together, even if it's in our own living rooms. So what we're asking community members to do is we're going to be producing a short video documenting this virtual time capsule. And basically, there's two questions, which are, what were you doing in your living room during the quarantine? And what are you looking forward to about being back in downtown? Because I know that we'd all like to be back and out again at some point. If people are interested in doing this fun project, and they can just go to our website, and we have a full step-by-step on how to submit. It's very easy. So our website is thesquarepdx.org, and head on over there, and you can go through the steps of then submitting your video. And videos, we ask that they do not exceed 60 seconds, because that's just a – and then we're going to be working with a – company called Softbox Films to edit and produce a video, which will include participants that have submitted videos. And it'll just be a nice culmination of kind of what our community has been doing throughout this pandemic.
Very cool. I'm curious, where did the inspiration for the project come from?
Well, actually, it sort of evolved. So when this whole crisis started, we actually decided to do, you know, because we are Portland's living room, we wanted to do from Portland's living room to yours. And we worked with a local artist, Larry Yes, to put a big ground sticker in the square with a positive message. And it says, we are together. And then this sort of formed out of that. So that was sort of the phase one. It's still down at the square, and people can view it via the KGW Skycam. That's the top of our building. And from there, we just were like, you know, we've now reached people in their own living rooms virtually. And then we've also began virtual programming 5 days a week on our social media channels. And we just thought, you know what, let's have, you know, a second phase of really going into people's homes, I guess, and like getting them involved and having them submit a video, because we have, I know this is a virtual time capsule, but we also have like an actual physical time capsule at the square. So we just thought it would be a really good way to remember this time and, you know, kind of how it was affecting people. So it will definitely be, it's a definitely a historic time worldwide.
What are you hoping that people who participate get out of it?
We really hope that they just, share their stories with us. And kind of, it will be fun to see what everybody has been doing, you know, in their own living rooms, because we can't gather in Portland's living room. So we are just looking forward to, you know, sharing in this time with them, and just wanting to also know, a lot of these people follow us on social media too, and just the way to kind of know how our, what our followers are doing during this time.
Yeah. And so once the video is put together, how will that time capsule be used in the future?
Yeah. Once it does get put together, we're going to showcase it on our social media channels. And then we'll also be putting that on our website as well. We have on our website currently just like the time capsule that's down at the square and what that contains. And then we'll also have this one, and we'll be promoting it, and just it'll basically be a part of our archive.
Gotcha. So people who are interested and they want to participate, they need to go to your website, yes?
Yes, thesquarepdx.org, and they will be able to, there'll be a pop-up box, like right in the, on the homepage, and they can just go right to it from there.
And cell phone video is okay?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we feel like many people will do. Yeah.
Teresa, do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up?
Sure. We would just really be appreciative of the community if they participate in this time capsule video. And because, like I said, we just really, we know that there'll be some good stories out there to share. And we just know that we're all in this together. And so we would just love to hear from the community.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
We've been speaking with Teresa Vetch Sandoval, the Director of Marketing for Pioneer Courthouse Square. More information on the crowdsourced time capsule project, as well as instructions on how to participate, can be found at thesquarepdx.org. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.